This is Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. So, November 6th, 2018. Not a good day for Republicans in New Jersey. We still don't have a final result in the 3rd Congressional District, where Democratic challenger Andy Kim leads Republican Congressman Tom MacArthur by about 4,000 votes. But the state went from 5 GOP House members to, if MacArthur loses, 1. Here now with a look at the state of the Republican Party in New Jersey is State Assembly Republican Leader John Bramnick. John, thanks for joining us.
I'm very pleased to be with you.
Is it fair to say that Election Day was a bloodbath for New Jersey's Republican Party?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
I agree.
That's all you have to say.
Well, when you lose 4 or 5 congressional seats, it's obvious that voters lashed out against the Republican Party. I saw towns in my district that have been Republican for years and went Democratic. So, yes, it's a bloodbath, absolutely.
The 3 Republican challengers for Congress, Seth Grossman, John McCann, and Jay Weber, they were running on Election Day. They can all fairly be described as coming from the far right of the party, and they were not very well known either. What has happened to the moderate wing, and why didn't we see any moderate Republican candidates trying for those seats?
Well, first let me say, I don't think this had anything to do with moderate, conservative, or right wing. This was a reaction to the rhetoric of the president. It was a reaction to this tax plan that took away the property tax deduction from New Jersey. But especially, this was a reaction to a president, at least in New Jersey, I'm not talking about the rest of the country, whose rhetoric is divisive and people react to that. President Trump, as a result of that rhetoric, created an opposition in this state that was a blue wave. They were disgusted at his divisive behavior, and they took it out on all wings of the Republican Party.
Well, let's talk about the Bob Menendez race for the U.S. Senate. Here is another example where there was a huge opportunity for Republicans in New Jersey. Democrat Bob Menendez was politically wounded after his 2017 corruption trial. Yet the only candidate who emerges to challenge him is a first-timer who has his own ethical and legal baggage stemming from his leadership of a pharmaceutical company. Why didn't we see more Republicans in that primary?
Well, first, I actually think Bob Eugen was an excellent candidate, and I think the so-called ethical the allegations were way overblown. But once again, I think, with all due respect, my friend, you're missing the point. No one could hear the argument of the Republicans. It was drowned out by a president that uses divisive rhetoric, and this was a reaction to that divisive rhetoric. So if you want to dissect Bob Eugen, that wasn't the problem. Our message in New Jersey as Republicans has always been one of fiscal responsibility, as civility. I mean, look at Governor Tom Kaine, Christy Whitman. Even when Chris Christie first ran, I mean, he was a moderate. This message is being drowned out by President Trump.
But the last 2 candidates for Senate, the last 2 Republican candidates, have also been weak. Jeff Bell and Steve Lonegan.
Well, when you don't win a race for United States Senate since 1972, it is somewhat difficult to attract candidates to run. But I think that is really not the issue. We have one as a gubernatorial candidate, and that's where I think you'll see more Republicans interested in running.
Okay, John Bramnick, what is the debate going on within New Jersey's Republican Party right now?
Very simple. My position is, if we hear divisive rhetoric from the president, we better stand up and say that as the leader of the country, your job is to bring people together, not to fight with reporters, but to reach out to everyone, Democrats, Republicans. I said on the floor, he should have a round table with Chuck Schumer, Maxine Waters, people he disagrees with, and he should show the country that, you know, we don't hate each other, that we disagree significantly on issues. But there are people out there today who believe this is deep-seated hate, and I think sometimes they'll overreact. And I want people to know, as a Republican in this state, I want to respect people and bring people together. And if that message isn't coming from Washington, it's going to come from me. I can guarantee you that.
New Jersey Assembly Minority Leader John Bramnick, thanks for joining us.
I really appreciate it, and thanks for giving me the time.